Hey there, and welcome to the podcast. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, here's a quick intro for you. My brother and I have built a community of over 10 million followers, worked with over 50 brands, and have driven over a million users to some amazing companies. We've partnered with Y Combinator, Mindvalley, True Classic, and others. I'm Shrikar Kara, and you're listening to Growth Strategies for VC-backed Startups. All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for listening, guys. By the way, before we get started, I just wanted to let you know that we did hit over 1,000 downloads on this podcast, and that means the world for us. So thank you so much for tuning in. And if you could leave a review, it would mean so much for us. That being said, let's get right into it. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about the secret to structuring your creator team for the best content possible. All right, so the reason I want to dive into this is because I've seen so many companies, I've talked to many companies, many who we don't even work with and I just chatted with, and I realized that they just don't have a process around structuring their creator team. Yet they have a process around structuring their fulfillment team, and they have a process around structuring their marketing team, and they have a process around structuring their sales team. But when it comes to their creator team, they don't even know who's on their team, and they don't understand who these creators are, or they just hire them on Upwork or Fiverr and just kind of let them do whatever they do. But what I would highly encourage is start thinking about your creator team as your business and as an extension of your actual team, because the more you can get them bought in and the more you create processes around it, the better your content's going to perform and the better overall your company's going to perform, because you'll get more users, you'll be able to build better brand, and ultimately nowadays social media is the game to play. All right, so let's face it, guys. Working with creators is definitely like trying to manage a whole nother company. And I see this and I know this because I've done it before, and we continue to do it every day at Trendify. We only work with creators and we run a company that does this. So I get it. So if you're trying to do this as a company, you're trying to build a whole separate company within your company. And this can get trippy and annoying. So that's why I want to talk about how you can actually set it up right. Because if you can set it up right, your creators can become your biggest asset. So one thing that we do at Trendify that's been an absolute game changer is using incentives and bonuses to keep our creators actually engaged and motivated. So how we do it is we structure bonuses based on leadership, creativity, and performance. Now, these are just overall things that we found that work really well. And you know, you guys can definitely decide what works best for your company. But the way that I would think about it is basically creating these bonuses for creators who make videos with the lowest CPA, for example, or the highest organic views by the end of the month, for example, or the creator who takes the most initiative for that month. And we just pay them out simply at the end of the month with these bonuses based on all these metrics that I described. And there's multiple creators that win this at the end of the month, but you don't have to make it as complex. I would just think about one or two bonuses that you can hand out at the end of the month with your multiple creators. And if you only have one, I highly recommend you have more. And as I mentioned in another podcast episode, four is a good amount of creators to have. And if you can create bonuses for them and hand them out, then I will guarantee that your culture is going to get so much better and the creators are just going to be so much more incentivized. And it's not just about getting content out. That feels like it's the end goal, but it's not. It's about making each creator feel like they're actually contributing something to something that matters. So they're actually trying to help build your brand and make it something valuable. And if you can make them feel this way, then they're just going to do so much better. And so what we do is every single week, we hold calls with our creator team. We talk about wins, we talk about new ideas, we discuss trends. And these aren't just like status updates where we're just like, hey, what's been going on? But they're actually strategy sessions. And I would highly recommend you guys do a strategy session. So maybe once a week or twice a week, gather with your team of creators, have them bring in ideas, and actually try to go through and give feedback on these ideas. And if you can do this every single week, the creator team is going to be more bought in, you'll be up to date with trends, and you'll figure out what's working and what's not working a lot quicker. And it's a small investment in time, maybe 30 minutes a week is like literally the minimum that you need to do. But it's going to build a big sense of ownership. The creators are going to feel a part of the team, and the accountability is just going to go through the roof. And we've seen that time and time again. When we first started this company, we never did creator team calls. We just kind of let them do their own thing. But then we realized as we built a great culture with more creative calls, overall, the content just started doing better for all the companies we work with. And so that's number two. What I would highly recommend is after building bonuses, also do weekly calls. And finally, number three. So I would say having a central place to share ideas is like the biggest thing that you can do for idea generation and trend generation. So what we do at Trendify is we've set up Slack channels for our creators to submit ideas and share trends and things like that. And I think that's going to be really, really helpful for anybody listening to this podcast, any company that's listening. Definitely set up Slack channels or set up a way in which creators can send their own ideas in, because you don't want these creators to just be creators. You want them to be creative strategists. Because if you're paying for them anyways, why not have them do something that's actually very beneficial for your company? And they'll start loving it too, because they'll actually be bought in. And it's just going to be a whole lot more stimulating for them to send ideas and actually bring those ideas to life. So super simple. What I would do is set up one Slack channel. We do it internally where we just have them send all the video ideas for the week for different companies we work with. And then that way we can kind of just parse through, look through the videos, see what's doing well, see what's not doing well, give them feedback, and also just use some of those concepts when we do create content for the companies that we work with. So set up a Slack channel. I guarantee it will help a lot, and have the creators in the Slack channel and try to get them bought in. So once again, guys, before we wrap this up, I do want to kind of reiterate the three points that I mentioned for building an awesome creator team, which is number one, you want to use incentives and bonuses. Number two, you want to have weekly creator calls. And number three, you should totally have a place to share ideas with the creators. So that's all I got for this episode. Hopefully this was helpful. Last thing I'll say is when you make the creators feel like they're a part of something bigger and you give them the freedom and creativity to do this, you will definitely see better results than you've ever expected. And this will happen over time. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys in the next episode.